replacement after submitting his or her resignation. It also appears as though we bypassed other members of the board in making decisions about the structure of this very board meeting we're involved in. It appears that we bypassed our own bylaws in attempting to hand select and appoint a new board member without recognizing that our bylaws state that new board members should be elected only during the first board meeting of the year, unless it is needed. And it is not needed because we are above the minimum 5 board members that are needed. And we have been presented with an excellent alternative for the board chair. Josefina Alvarado is an outstanding, immensely qualified candidate to be our board chair. She definitely has tremendous expertise and a legal background, as well as tremendous experience serving all communities. I would like to nominate Josefina Alvarado as chair of the OSA Board of Directors.
Okay, that is an agenda item, and we will get to that. But the first order of business on our agenda.
The agenda item was chair and new board member. This is the agenda item. Jason just made a motion. I second it. That's what's on the floor.
I didn't hear your second, Wei-Ling. Sorry.
So we have a motion and a second.
Hey, board, do we have discussion?
Yeah, I guess. I
have discussion.
Go ahead, Josefina, please.
First, let me say thank you to the OSA community for your support in this nomination, and to all of the speakers that made their voices heard during this meeting. And we're in this moment together, and we're trying to meet this moment in such a way that is going to present the school with the chance for sustainability. Sustainability is not guaranteed ever. And the way this community is coming together today to defend equity is a way that we can sustain the school. I thought really long and hard about how to move forward when the board resignations came down. I also thought long and hard about whether or not I could step up to assume this role for this community. I decided to step up and offer myself and my family to serve in this leadership role if elected. As a board, we have a fiduciary responsibility and obligation to this school and this community to make sure that it is sustainable. To do that, we have to be able to come together. And this community today is demonstrating that it is possible, but we need the leadership to help make that happen. I feel a tremendous responsibility to this work and to change the systems that have created so much inequity. And let me tell you why. I know what it feels like to be one of 3 students of color in an honors class and in an advanced placement class. I also know what it feels like to be a student who's told by her school counselor that she's not UC Berkeley material, that she should instead consider cosmetology school. I also know what it feels like to be in law school at UC Berkeley and to be called a spick, a wetback, and to go back to Mexico. And that was not that long ago. I also know what it feels like to be the only person of color at the table. And I know what it feels like to be on a board and not seen, despite all of the letters and the numbers behind your name. And now I know what it feels like to take all of those experiences and own your truth, and to take those experiences and use them to create organizations and spaces that eliminate barriers, create new pathways, and propel children and youth forward. Our young people are brilliant. Our families and our communities are beautiful. And we deserve the opportunity to help lead this work. it's not easy to be in this conversation. Everybody's hearts are pounding, and this is incredibly painful and uncomfortable. But it's even more difficult because my kids are involved, and all of our kids are involved. It's necessary, but that's also why it's necessary. We decided to put our kids in OSA because we didn't want our kids to have the experiences that we had in Oakland Public Schools. And yet here we are, and they're having this experience right now. And I'm incredibly saddened by that. My family has been at OSA for over 9 years, and we've been waiting for the train to get here, and it's not here yet. I know, and I probably have personally worked with every single teacher in this meeting today. And I wanted to ask those teachers and administrators that have worked with me and can attest to my integrity and experience and professionalism to please turn on your cameras. We need to be able to be in community together today. Please turn on your cameras and let's be together to try to move this forward in a way that is progressive and equitable and fair. This is a tipping point for this community. We have an opportunity to move forward differently. This is a defining moment for OSA and a teachable moment where we have the opportunity to teach our students what is possible. We can meet this moment and lead by example. We can concretely take the action that demonstrates that JEDI work can be exemplified at the very top of this organization. I'm a reasonable person with over 25 years of experience. I have the professional and the personal experience to help us get there. But I also know that I cannot do it alone. It's going to take a vote by this board to start the process. And then it's going to take all of us working together across all of the stakeholder groups. We can move forward, we can create the concrete solutions, and we can take the concrete actions. Like I said in the video yesterday that was used to help raise money for this school, we have the skills, we have the talent, we have the passion, but we have to be able to share the leadership and the power to make it happen. That's why we're here. So I'm asking Elise, Diane, Mike, Adrian, Steve, Jonathan, Dwayne, and Melissa to do the right thing here. The community's asking you all to do the right thing. We're not asking for anything that's unreasonable. I'm not an unreasonable candidate for board chair. I'm a qualified candidate for board chair. And there has never been a Latina chair of this board in the history of the organization. Please take the right step forward.
I think Mike, you want to say something, and then I'm gonna get us back on the agenda. We will get to that. We have two agenda items. The first one is to consider a new board member, and then the next item is to consider a board chair.
No. Why is that? A motion was made and seconded.
No, a motion was made and seconded, and the agenda has them both listed as the same item, Steve. They're listed as the same item, Steve.
I think, Steve, we can probably do this in the order that's being presented as an option now. I don't think, in light of what we've heard, this is an argument that's worth having at this point. I asked for the opinion of other board members, but clearly there's a lot of passion here about presenting Josefina at this moment. So I'm okay with that. But I'd like to hear from other board members, as I'm sure everyone would.
Yeah, so if first off, Josefina, Weiling, Jason, all the other board members, I've had a chance to talk to a number of you over the last week or so. If you took my comments at any point in this meeting or any conversation we've ever had as disrespecting you, I deeply apologize. It was never my intent. I would be happy to speak with each of you one-on-one if there's any concerns about that. I have a procedural question, Steve, and this probably goes to governance. So I want it. Weiling, Jason, and Josefina have been designated as parent representatives on the board of directors. When we agreed, I want to say it was March of 2019 or 2020, we agreed that those were going to be 1 year terms. And we extended Wei Ling and Josefina because they started before then. My point of procedure is, I guess clarification on when the current terms of Josefina, Jason, and Wei Ling would expire, because, you know, an action around Josefina, we wouldn't want to make a board chair if it's expiring this year. And where I'm going with that is, would we first need to take a vote on whether to make Josefina a full board member with a 3-year term or not? That's where I'm going with my question. And I don't know who in governance can answer that.
So I'll try to answer it, and there may be others who can also answer it. When we brought on the three parent reps, we did not have the structure within the bylaws to do that, but we decided to do that. And then we would, when the bylaws were revised, which that work has been ongoing for a year and a half and
yes,
is ready to come to governance and is ready to come to the board, we would move them to parent rep status. The intent, and I went to the recordings from April of last year, was that the parent rep would serve 1 year, but because we were in this interim period and we didn't have the structure within the bylaws, we would go more than a year until the bylaws were revised. And then, so we're at a point where that could occur in May, and then we could look at a new slate of parent reps for the next academic year.
So I guess what I'm asking is whether we would need to change Josefina's status before we could vote on the board chair motion.
Steve, if I'm understanding you correctly, you would have to actively reduce Josefina's term in order for that to be a problem. The current bylaws only have one type of board member. Correct. And they have 3-year terms.
But yeah, and Jason, we knew that when we made the motion. And look, I'm trying to find a non-difficult path here. I think we put in the minutes, because we talked about it, that it would be 1 year, even though the bylaws didn't state that. So I guess I'm a little uncomfortable as to the exact status, and that's not an indication of my feelings for Josefina or anybody else. But I want to make sure we're clear from a governance perspective, and that that we do this right. So if the bylaws say this and the minutes said that, where do those, you know, intersect? And, you know, I don't know whether that's something the governance committee's had a chance to take a look at or not. So that's basically my question.
I mean, we can ask the attorney.
You my know, suggestion would be
go forward today and ask the attorney.
I think I would prefer to do it that way as well. We can vote for Josefina up and down on the merits of her candidacy. And there clearly are some issues for the attorney on any number of questions here. We do have the business agenda to complete. It's an important question. It needs to be resolved. It is. We're working with an attorney as well on redrafting the bylaws to reflect the reality of the new charter and the existence of parents on the board. That is an ongoing process. So my would be to vote on the candidacy and then not get bogged down at this moment in the procedural question.
And Melissa, Steve, this is Dwayne. So I think we do need to get bogged down in the procedural piece, because what I would hate to see is whatever decision is voted on, that's going to be recorded, and then any undoing, because if the attorneys say, oh, well, no, you can't do this, it's going to be a larger uproar, you know, if we have to undo whatever the decision is we're about to move forward with. So that's kind of where I'm a little leery about, you know, about that statement. I mean, I don't know what's the right approach. And I'm saying this as someone, you know, former governance, you know, for another board. I think we need to consult to really understand our way forward before, you know, before doing something that we may have to undo.
I agree with Dwayne. I don't feel that I can vote on any item on the agenda right now, given items that the team have brought up. I would suggest that we discuss with legal first.
And sorry, Wheeling, you had your hand up first, I think.
Yeah, I think this is just, you know, these procedural questions are just another way for to prevent Josefina from becoming the board chair. And I'm really, you know, it's more silencing. It's really disheartening to hear that that's the direction we want to go here.
Can I, Steve, go ahead, and then I would
like Wailing, while I respect your opinion, I disagree with it. I think we're trying to do what is right procedurally based on our bylaws and based on the Brown Act.
Can you please read the meeting minutes that you're referring to that you're saying trump the bylaws, which says she has a 3-year term? Could we read those out loud to see if, like, just, we have, you know, a few lawyers on the board, right? Like, it's very unlikely that that's going to trump the bylaws.
I have my hand up too. I just wanted to.
I think Melissa was going to say something, and then I'm sorry, who had their hand up? I didn't see.
I have my hand up.
Josefina.
Okay. My heart's pounding too after the last 45 minutes. So let me just collect my thoughts here specifically speak to the issue on the table. These rules, regulations, the Brown Act, the bylaws, the charter are there for a reason. And the reason is to protect the integrity of the board, whose job is to exercise a fiduciary obligation to the school and to support the school, the staff, the teachers, the students, the parents, and all the stakeholders. These are not arbitrary constructs. We don't have a choice about how we respond to the legal structure that governs us. So we're trying to, within those restrictions, which are real, and as I say, not subject to interpretation, we're trying to go forward and meet our obligations and at the same time respond to the community's concerns. So we're trying to do the right thing here. And everybody, the opinions that have been expressed are completely valid. There are two ways we can go here, at least. And so we're trying in real time to do the right thing and to meet our fiduciary obligations as board members, which are real. And so it's not an effort by any of us to silence a perspective, but there is a disparity of views here, and we're trying to figure out how to go forward.
So, Sabrina.
I just wanted to state that based on my experience and in my legal interpretation, the bylaws govern unless they're conflicting with the laws. And so I do not think that there's any law which states that we would have to wait until the term of the board member of a board member is changed, because when we were elected to the board, we were elected in the existing seats, and those are 3-year terms, not 1-year terms. And since those bylaw changes were not made, we have to go by the existing bylaws. And we need to have a chair of the board in order to move forward. I mean, that is part of, you know, our fiduciary responsibilities, is making sure that we can operate appropriately under our bylaws to be able to govern the school.
I think Jason is probably next, and then I'd like to speak to that again.
I've had my hand up for a while, but I'll let Jason go first. Thing, please, Jason. I don't see you.
And then I have my hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to add to what Josefina was saying just a moment ago, and it appears that there are certain members that are feigning an inability to act. And there have been a couple of points at which there have been what appears to be attempts at obstructing our ability to move forward. First of all, having a singular agendized item that does contain this and attempting to vote a member onto the board prior to discussing the motion for Josefina was the first strategy. That did not work. Second, now we're pretending that we cannot move forward because the bylaws, although no one has presented anything in the bylaws that prevents Josefina from taking on that role. The only comment that has been made is that at a previous board meeting, there were comments, and those comments are in the minutes, that a decision was going to be made. However, if we've read the bylaws, we know that there's a process through which the bylaws can be changed. And if those steps were not taken, then the current bylaws should stand. Yeah. And we are in accord with those current bylaws. So
May I finish? Yes,
so if we're going to honor the bylaws and say we are going to follow the bylaws and that's what's driving us, or we're going to say we have questions and we don't want to honor the bylaws, but we cannot have it both ways and say that we like the bylaws at the beginning of the meeting and that's why we're censoring the public. Yeah. And now that the bylaws allow Josefina to be nominated, we're saying we have questions in terms of whether or not the bylaws actually are in effect. It's a double standard.
Yeah. Jason, sorry, I'm not trying to pretend anything. I'm the one that made the suggestion at the April 20 board meeting that our bylaws didn't contemplate a one-year term, but we talked about a one-year term. Where I'm going with this is not to limit Josefina in any way. If I were to make a motion, it would be to grant her a three-year term effective now, so that if she were to become board chair, that it wouldn't be a truncated, you know, administration or term, if you will. I'm actually trying to go the opposite direction of where some of the conversation might think I'm going, which is, I don't know if you're 1.5 years into a three-year term. I don't know the exact logistics of it, but I think for whoever steps into the board chair role to be effective, a full three-year term would be the most beneficial and give him or her the traction to get done what he or she wanted to get done. So that's where I am with that. We heard pretty loud from the community tonight that they don't want us to vote on the board chair tonight. They want some other communication. I'm not sure what that looks like. We're hearing, there's a lot of signs for Josefina, but we heard at least 10 people say please don't take action on this tonight. So I'm trying to understand the community. Pauline is laughing. I'm not sure the best way for me to process the dual things we're hearing from the community.
Steve.
Wei-Ling, I think Wei-Ling was going to say something, and then you, Melissa.
Yeah, I want to speak in favor of Josefina Alvarado Mena as the chair of OSA. She's extremely qualified for this position. She's an attorney, which is training that our bylaws explicitly name as something that we want in a board member. She's a 25-year educator, both through MPO and through district, through district schools. She's an accomplished fundraiser who is able to raise tens of millions of dollars to grow her organization, Safe Passages, from 5 staff to 125. She's an expert in diversity, education, and inclusion. As many of us have heard, she was chosen to chair the Latino Education Task Force for OUSD several years ago. She's one of only 2 board members who was elected, and I am the person who counted the votes, and I might say by a landslide, by the parents here. She led the OU, she has been the face of our organization. Somebody made the comment about who the ambassadors are, who we put forward. We put her forward last night in the fundraiser as our primary spokesperson at Heart of Oakland. And I want to just express how important this position is, because the chair determines what gets put on the agenda. She determines what time the meeting is, which is whose convenience is it being scheduled for. She determines what committees are created. She determines whether or not the ED is going to be held accountable to the charter. She determines who gets to speak with the attorney. She determines, I think most importantly, what's on the agenda. And so I'm very, very grateful to the contributions of the several board members who either stepped down or stopped coming to these board meetings and are here tonight. In her public comment 2 weeks ago, Kaveh Menzies said very eloquently how much of a difference it had made when Diane and Elise really rolled up their sleeves and got into the equity work. I had a very similar experience working with the two of them on the charter and really reflect positively on the process that we had working together and collaborating with the APT and others to lead the school through a number of difficult meetings where we came to the very difficult decision to get rid of auditions. And I think of the many late nights that all of you have sacrificed for this school at APT meetings, at OUSD meetings, and of course these board meetings. But I would really urge folks who are here tonight that if you are here to vote to maintain the status quo, that we don't need that. We need a change, and we don't need procedural excuses to prevent that change from happening. And so I'd like to call the question.
So there are other members who haven't spoken. We have, two schools of thought in terms of proceeding with a vote for chair, but then also procedural concerns and possibly delaying this vote. For the
Can
board
I get
members,
a second to call the question?
For the board members who haven't spoken, do you have comment?
Steve, I've had my hand up. I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you, Jonathan.
That's all right. The procedural questions aside, I think in all fairness, someone has made a motion. And I think we should, we should take a vote on the motion. I have to acknowledge that all of this sort of comes a little bit as a surprise to me, but there has obviously been a lot of community interest in this subject, and I suggest that maybe the community has been working very hard to get us to this point, and we may have not heard it loud and clear for Josefina to be nominated as board chair. A little bit like the conversation about deciding whether or not we're going to have chat, this conversation wasn't discussed amongst all of us board members. I imagine it was discussed about some of our board members. But my real question is, are we deciding whether to take a vote or not? And if we are deciding to take a vote, I suggest we move forward with that.
Melissa, you had said you had comments.
Just to reiterate, while I respect everyone's views on the and interpretations of the relevant laws and bylaws, those interpretations are personal opinions at this point. And we all, it sounds like, need and certainly deserve to have our questions addressed by an expert on the subject. One way to handle it is, one suggestion, Steve, would be to have a vote on whether to proceed, given the question that a couple of members of the discomfort that a couple of members have on taking a vote right now on the merits. The second question would be, and then the second question would be to take a vote up or down on the motion that has been seconded on Josefina's candidacy.
Yep. So we have a motion and a second for Josefina's candidacy. Do we want to also have a motion to whether to proceed or not tonight?
That Dwayne and Adrian.
Well, those weren't. They were voicing their opinion, but those were not motions.
I was just asking to see whether you were interested in doing that.
I'm happy to make a motion to proceed, if that's what you're asking.
Just to clarify, Jonathan, it was whether or not we want to have a motion to address the procedural issue, which would prevent us from proceeding. Just to clarify, Jonathan, I think that's what I heard.
Sorry, I thought whether or not we want to vote on.
Yeah, we have three things we got to vote on.
Right.
We have three now, but potentially four. So I will just make the motion that I would like to understand what our legal path is around whether it's adopting the interim bylaws that we were supposed to have voted on in April, but we did not. And it's really a clarification around APT membership. Can we adjust what the intent was? And that's probably the best word I can use, the intent for APT members to serve a one-year term. We need to get clarification on that, because I think that stands up the direction around the vote. Not sure if that's a motion, that's a clear motion, but I'm asking now, my motion is to get a legal interpretation around which bylaws, I think that's the cleanest way, which bylaws we should use to make decisions on our new both board member and board chair. Hopefully that made sense, if anyone wants to second that.
Not really, Duane.
Okay.
And the reason is as follows. Either Josefina is a board member or not. I understand this question of term.
Yeah, there's no.
She's here. She's a board member.
Yes.
Okay.
No doubt.
Someone has made a motion. Mike asked the question: should we be also considering extending or making it a full 3-year term? I know that's an interesting question, but I don't think that's the motion right now. The motion at hand right now is someone has proposed Josefina as the chair, and should we not vote on it? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I'm just asking the question, are we prepared to vote on it?
Yeah.
I haven't had enough time to think about it, tell you the truth, because until I saw the signs behind some of our students' heads. But that's what we're being asked now.
And so to avoid, I will do this. I will retract my motion, but I want to just clarify, Jonathan, even before, after Josefina's candidacy, Wei-Ling also had a motion. So that's why we had really kind of got out of order there. Wei-Ling had a motion also. That's why I think Steve may have been looking at whether additional motion that we want to take on, because we have kind of got out of order. Right. But for sake of confusion, I will retract my the motion that I made. And then we can go back to, I guess, the order of the business.
Any other additional comments?
Wei-Ling's hand is
raised. I'm sorry, Wei-Ling, I can't see you. Please go ahead.
Hands up, a little hand.
Oh, Diane, are you wanting to speak?
Okay, great, thank you. So I also called the question. Which, if there's a second to calling the question, then that just, it goes to a vote on calling the question.
And I seconded that motion.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to vote on whether or not we're going to vote on Josefina's candidacy.
Yes, but did I hear, Diane, were you going to say something?
I was going to say we have to either vote or table the vote, one or the other. So we just need to move forward. But Wei-Ling, did you say we were going to vote on whether we were going to vote?
That's our next vote, because I called the question and it was seconded.
So we're
moving. Sorry, I've lost the plot.
Yeah. So if you call the question and
the vote.
Disagree, then
yes. So calling the question means I'm voting. I'm making a motion to end debate and just go to vote.
Right.
But we have to vote on whether or not we're going to end debate.
What?
No, I think we can just vote.
I think we can just vote.
Yes.
Yeah, we just
vote on Josefina. What's the question, Steve? Do you mind
saying
the question before us?
The question, first I'll say what's been removed from the table.
Yeah.
The question on whether or not we want to defer this decision until we get clarification on the number of things that were discussed with council, that's been removed from the table.
Correct.
The question on whether... we don't need to call the vote. So the nomination on the table is Josefina for chair. Jason made the motion and Wei-Ling, you seconded it. correct?
Yes.
And so we will have a roll call vote, and I'll go in alphabetical order. Josefina?
Yes.
Adrian?
Abstain. However, I have a question. Can Josefina vote for herself?
Right.
No reason she can't.
Yeah, there's no reason she can't.
Okay.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm voting no, but it has nothing to do with Josefina. It's because of the lack of clarity on our situation. I don't think Elise is with us. Jonathan?
No, Elise for the same reason, here. Steve.
I'm sorry?
Elise is no. Here.
Oh, Elise is here? So Jonathan's no, Elise?
Yes.
Wei-Ling?
Yes.
Melissa?
No. For the same reasons expressed by Jonathan and Steve.
Jason?
Yes.
Duane?
Abstention for the motion that I made that was retracted.
Okay. Diane?
I abstain.
Two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. We have only five yeses and we need six.
No, three abstain, so it's 5-3.
Well, you have, hang on, you have three yeses.
Yeah, no, five yeses.
Five yeses. Yeses.
Sorry, five three yeses. No's and three abstentions. Mm-hmm. So it's 5-3.
Hang on, you've got three no's. I'm sorry, Steve, you've got five yeses.
Yes, and three no's and three abstentions.
So you've got a majority of the vote of the board voting against the candidacy.
No, yeah. That's not how it works.
No, abstention doesn't count as a no vote.
I think,
not a majority of the board, excuse me, sorry, point of order, it's not a board majority.
Does it require board majority or board majority or a majority of the votes cast, yes or no? That's where I'm confused.
It requires a board majority. Sorry, guys, I read up on this.
So six votes are required?
Yes.
Does the governance committee agree that that's correct
my, interpretation? That was my understanding going into this.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you please read your authority for that?
Sorry, I stepped away to get water. What's happening?
We're getting the reference from the bylaws.
It's listed on the website if anyone else also would like to look, because it's taking me a while to get through it.
And then Romy, once you find it, can we just acknowledge the page just for those that are attending and interested so they can retrieve it themselves? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, while that's being gathered and we have a moment, Diane, Elise, I've known you two for very, very different amounts of time, but I have incredible respect for both of you, the work you've done. I don't say it lightly that I'm not sure the charter would have gotten renewed or certainly wouldn't have been the same sort of process, Elise, if not for your incredible work and all the work of the staff. But in your role as board chair, I think you did a fantastic job of that. Diane, thank you so much for your time. It's been an honor, and I'll miss both of you.
Well, Diane isn't going anywhere yet.
Well, it's been an honor nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. And it has been a complete and total honor. I couldn't agree with Mike more.
So we're in this weird place, however, where we were going in another direction. We wanted to look at two candidates and to be able to talk about that. And I strongly support the second candidate, but I also hear the passion of the school, of faculty, staff, and students, and the pain that they're experiencing and the sense of being negated. Josefina, you are a strong, incredible leader and brilliant. And so that is what I know about you and know about the work that you do. I don't know that we're always on the same side or that we always agree, but that's not essential. That's not the part of being on this board that's painful for me. I really enjoy working with my colleagues, and I love this school and what it's brought, being somebody from Oakland. We have to make a decision and be able to go in the same direction without hurting or stabbing or lynching is what I feel each other. Yeah. All the time. Hanging people because they disagree with you is not full action. So I want to break this tie is what I want to do before I resign. And so I'm going to change my vote and vote for Josefina. And pray that y'all really start rowing in the same direction. So that's it for me. And that's all I have to give you.
Thank you, Diane.
Thanks, Diane. Yep.
Thanks, Diane.
You're still vice chair for now, Diane.
That's really all I have to give you, really.
I mean, can I make a motion to nominate Dwayne Walton as vice chair today?
Wait. I'd like to second that as well.
I'm fine with that.
Discussion, especially from the part of Dwayne.
I'm only laughing because I will do that.
I'd like to call the vote. Or whatever Weiling said that.
Let's have discussion.
We jumped into a whole new conversation before Diane was finished.
Again, not to be an anal Brown Act guy, but we don't have an agendized item to appoint a board chair.
That's
vice
true.
Chair.
It's not.
I want this stuff to hold up, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree, Mike.
And I want to just say something, Diane, after listening to you, because I think in all fairness, I voted no because I was taken a little bit by surprise and hadn't had a chance to think about this at all. And I think it would be a shame to have a split board on this. I didn't know how the vote was going to come out, and it was clear that the community was pulling very, very hard for this. And probably has been pulling hard for this for longer than I certainly realize, maybe all of us realize. So in as much as you get to change your vote, I'd like to change my vote as well.
You are so welcome to do that. That's very cool. Okay.
Look, you know, the community is crying out for something, and maybe it's a time for a whole new note and a whole new tone. And if we need to change bylaws or adjust bylaws to help everything sort itself out, maybe now is the time to do that as well. And it would be nice to do it under the board that exists today. So I'd like to, without going off topic, to stay on topic. And I have to admit, I'm quite shocked and surprised, but I would change my vote.
All right. So I think it's congratulations, Josefina. I can't see you.
Steve, I think you did a great job as interim chair. Josefina, you're in charge of the meeting now.
And so, Josefina, I'd like to turn it over to you. to make some closing comments and to adjourn.
Well, hang on. I don't think we're to closing comments yet, but the agenda item was the election of new board member. We have not discussed that item yet. But
I'm sorry, there's background noise. Can someone move their phone?
If we're going to go to that agenda item, I would like to nominate Tracy Thomas for.
Can everyone mute their phone?
Don Z or whatever. Don's. Can somebody mute that person? Thank you.
So, did we want to proceed with electing new board members, or do we want to take care of that at the May meeting?
Should I take over chairing the meeting now?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. And let me thank you all for engaging in this very difficult and challenging conversation. I want to say publicly thank you to Diane and to Elise for your service to the OSA community and for demonstrating leadership in this meeting as well. I also want to say that I have no misconceptions about, how difficult this role is, but I am heartened to see that this community in the end did come together in a big way around, our commitment to moving forward and to finding a way to do that. My recommendation would be to table this next issue until the next meeting. Before we get to that next meeting, I would like to have a conversation with our council to answer some of these procedural questions that came up during this meeting, and then report back to the whole board about those answers to the questions that were raised during this meeting. So I will need to have the recording of this meeting as soon as possible to be able to prepare for that conversation. I'd like to ask for, Mike, you have your hand up.
Well, Diane, did you have yours up, or is that a historical artifact in your screen?
You're muted, Diane.
Okay, so I also want to just make it very clear that I support Dwayne as vice chair, and I will be moving out at the end of my term, but I do definitely support him as being the vice chair, just to be clear.
Thank you for that, Diane. Mike?
Yeah, so I want to sort of get my arms around the moving parts around board members. And what I mean by that is Steve had asked us as a representative of the governance committee to sort of fill out a, sort of strengths of the various things that folks have on the board. I would love to understand the, results of that. I'm not sure everybody had a chance to complete it, but there's when boards change and when board members change, it's an opportunity to figure out what skills you need on the board. For example, if we're looking at facilities, we may want somebody with facilities background, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I'm here as the finance guy. And so we may need, one of the finance people, Adrian, please. But I think I'd like to understand sort of the results of that analysis so we can think about what the board needs. I would also, I'm not ready to vote on any new board members tonight, but I would, Becky Eisen, who is on the bottom right-hand corner of my screen, you got a bio about her. I just want to share a couple things to think about. If there's a Hall of Fame of OSA, she's in it. She served on the board for a long time when there was a lot going on here, did tremendous work. We had started conversations with Becky 6, 8, 10 weeks ago around how she might be able to come in and help us with some fundraising initiatives and consider new ways to do fundraising. She's got some incredible connections that could help us on that front and also potentially on the facilities front. So In the interest of transparency, that's when those conversations have been going on for some time with her on a different front. So that's all I'll share, but I'm not ready to vote on new board members tonight.
Other, Melissa?
Hi, thanks, Josefina. First of all, congratulations and the best of luck to you. I also just very briefly want to do two things. First, while Mike has raised the subject of Becky, I am looking forward to wholeheartedly supporting her candidacy to be a member of the board for all the reasons and more that Mike expressed, and I look forward to sharing those with you. Before this board meeting ends, I also want to share my reaction to what I've heard, especially because I was personally singled out at one point for the way I expressed my views, and I suppose my views as well. Like the rest of the board members, I want to confirm how moved I was by what I heard and by the passion and the commitment and the level of intensity and thought that went into the comments that were made. I really appreciated that. And although I respectfully, I believe that came across in part to me in particular, because I was able to focus on your voices and on many of your faces rather than being distracted by other things. So I will say that. The other thing that is so obvious to me and more obvious than ever is that there is a desperate need for us to hear each other and for us to know each other better. I don't know you well, but I can say, hearing from Kav, the depth of Kava's pain, the articulate way in which Jordan expressed her concerns, Leon's commitment and passion have been obvious and a shining light in my board's experience. In my experience as a member of this board, listening and watching him as a student representative on the board and seeing his continued commitment. I'm sorry, Kumar, I thought your ending of the chat or of the public comment was especially poignant. I will say that what saddens me the most is that the lack of communication and the lack of our hearing each other is patent in the way that my words and my tone have been interpreted. It's especially ironic given the fact that you don't know me and you don't know anything about my life's experience. What you know is what you see on this screen, which is the color of my skin. Which has almost nothing to do with who I am, in my view. And that saddens me. Let me just say, I came to this country as an immigrant. My father was harassed by the police departments in the city where we lived because of how he looked. My parents didn't speak English until I was in college, and my life experience is so much like many of yours, and I'm sad that weren't able to understand that by virtue of just making assumptions about who I am and what my heart was. And I hope to get to know you better, and I hope to communicate my commitment to you and to this school going forward.
Thank you, Melissa, for that. Appreciate you sharing that background information about yourself and how you interpreted the meeting this evening. And I look forward to working with you as well. Any other board comment?
Josefina, I just would like to echo a little bit of what Melissa did say, and it really is about learning how to have the conversation. And this is not a problem that's unique to OSA. I'm experiencing it on my other boards, including the board I chair, and in organizations that are very diverse. This is a very painful topic. There's historical, systemic issues that need to be addressed, but we need to learn how to have the conversation. We're an educational institution. We need to teach our children how to have this conversation, and we need to learn to have it with one another. And while I'm very moved by the passion and the message of the parent community.
Oh, yeah, hi. So should I pair you one on?
And I know that it's driven by pain and emotion. I'm disappointed at the attacking and the villainizing of the board. I'd like to hold up Kava as an example of how we have the conversation. I've known Kava for a very long time, and she's a person of heart, but she did not shy away from the issue tonight. But she demonstrated for us how we have the conversation. So thank you, Kava.
Wei-Ling, and then Jason. And then Adrian. Go ahead, Wei-Ling.
She needs to be unmuted, I believe, Romy.
Oh yeah, please unmute Wei-Ling.
Great, thank you so much. And so, just a couple of suggestions through the chair for our next meeting is, could we add the question of the vice chair position to the agenda for next week? Can we please not mute the community and keep the chat open would be my recommendation. And then finally, before we talk about any new board members, you know, I sort of threw out there, I'd like to nominate one of the alumni for a board position. And I really think it's important that we have a thorough conversation about the board and adding members before we make any decisions. You know, the alumni, the Board of Students of Color, COSATs, have been coming to this board pretty much every month, wanting to have representation on our board. And we've kind of told them there was procedural issues. We haven't really given them a straight answer about whether or not that would be, in the case of COSATs, a conflict of interest. We should ask our attorney. I don't know the answer to that question, right? We should ask our attorney whether or not we can have all seats or some seats be subject to election, right? We should talk about all of the things that our community has been raising with us and make sure that we have I'd like to hear very much, okay, Steve, from the governance committee, like what you all have in terms of recommendations, okay, you know, before we vote on our next board member. I don't know how many slots we have, somewhere between 5 and 15. It's supposed to be set by board resolution. I don't know what resolution is on the floor right now. You know, I think Mike's point is very well taken about what are the sort of expertise that we want to have on the board. So I just think there are a lot of questions about the makeup of this board, and we should just, you know, make sure we understand all of those details before we make any decisions. So if
we thank can do that before we thank make you for final. Those suggestions. Jason?
First of all, I'd like to congratulate you, Josefina, on your new presidency. Hopefully I can still call you Josefina and not President Alvarado.
Madam Chairwoman, please. Just.
So, but second of all, I think there is, you know, in terms of us moving forward together as a board, one of the big issues that I think was brought to the forefront in this meeting is that we are right now a fractured and divided board, and we need to come together. And I think we all should learn a lesson from Diane today, who I think saw what was going on and took opportunity to take the next steps to unify us. So I want to thank you, Diane, for teaching us that lesson at one of our last meetings. There's also a comment that I want to bring up that Dwayne made at our recent APT meeting that I thought was really insightful. And that was that the actions of our board, the work of our board hasn't caught up with our vision yet. And I think that we have really important work ahead of us. I think with Josefina, with you at the helm, we're prepared to take those next steps. And hopefully with Dwayne also helping to guide guide our executive committee. So I think that we'll really have a great team. But I would agree with the comments that were made earlier about us doing some work to make sure that we can move together collectively and have a unified vision.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Adrian, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Congratulations. I want to just echo a lot of the comments tonight about not just the fractured board, but the fractured community. That's something that we as a board need to take on and do our best to mend. To that end, I think we can talk about this more, but I'd love to think about board listening sessions and maybe some like board office hours, and I'm happy to lead on that. I would like to request to be present in the meeting with legal to discuss some of these actions that we've talked about. And I will make myself fully available for that. And then finally, I agree with taking our time and working through our resolutions and our processes and all of that, but I strongly support adding alums to our board. I think that is a voice that should be heard across all spectrums and should really be held at the board level.
Thank you, Adrian. I strongly support that as well. And let's go to Mike.
Yeah, so first off, I'm not sure where we are. I think Wei-Ling made a motion a while ago about Tracy. And then if I commandeered it, I didn't mean to, that's when I sort of made my discussion point about not being prepared to vote tonight. So are we in the middle of a motion right now? I have some thoughts depending what the answer to that question is.
I think we are, but I don't think it was seconded.
Right. We would need a second.
And also I heard the comments, and so I would withdraw the motion at this point because I actually think we should have this more comprehensive conversation.
Great. So with that said, and the reason I was worried about that is we've talked about potentially creating a sort of permanent alumni seat. There's been some requests for that. You named an individual, happens to be an alumni. So I'm not sure where, if we were to vote on Tracy, whether she would be a permanent board member or that person. So we got some stuff to figure out on that. I support the conversation. We have our bylaws call for an annual board retreat. We have generally done in the fall. I would love to see you all in person. I'm fully vaccinated plus a few weeks. I would love to find a way for us to consider accelerating that to early in the Alvarado Mania administration so we can talk about some of these things. How can we move forward? There's fracture, but I think it can be fixed, and I think we need to come together and share our vision. And if that's not right for all board members, then he or she can make his or her decision. I will remind everybody that I committed to 1 year. Last year, my second term ended, and I committed to 1 year of my third term, which would take me through August. I'm still living up to that commitment. I'm not saying yes or no that I may continue beyond that. I want to continue to do what I've done for 7 years, which is support the organization and its assessment and maintaining financial integrity and stability and sustainability, which has been difficult, but I remain committed, and I look forward to working with you, Josefina, and others who may join the board. So
thank you for that, Mike. And I want to say to Tracy, who I see has her hand up, that because the meeting was agendized, only public comment was agendized at the beginning of the meeting, I can't go to you. I plan on changing that for the next agenda, but that's why I'm not recognizing you. You're welcome.
Dwayne?
Yeah, thanks, Josefina, and again, congratulations. So I heard a lot of things regarding kind of the procedures and protocol. I 100% echo that. I believe, and this is subject to change given the new leadership, but we are planned to present, I believe, the bylaws now in our May meeting. So I don't know, to Mike's point about the retreat, I don't know kind of what's the order, the right order, but what was planned was to present the new bylaws with the adjustments in the May meeting. So I wanted to mention that in case you haven't seen, so you can look at it. And if we need to make any adjustments, I just want to make sure we're doing it in enough time so everyone can know what to anticipate in May.
But before coming to the board meeting, those bylaw revisions, recommended revisions, would need to go to the governance committee in a public committee meeting.
Got it. Thank you, Steve. I'm glad. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah.
Any That's other board comments?
Yeah, sorry, Diane, go ahead.
Just last words. I think that we have to remember that we are really on shaky ground in some ways, that we've lost our connection with Governor Brown or ex-Governor Brown, that we have challenges around the cost of the building and some financial inputs that, you know, that we're, for right now, we're okay. But when we look at board composition, also that we have to think about who has those feelers out there who can make the connection and help stabilize us financially, because we can't necessarily fundraise our way into this. But I mean, there's just a lot that we have to do, and we have to think about who are those folks as we balance out the composition of the board.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for that, Diane.
My final comment, I promise to shut up for so the much. Rest of the, I promise to shut up for the rest of the meeting. Dwayne, to your point, what I was suggesting about us getting together, I would want that to happen before I'm prepared to vote on bylaws.
Got it. Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
And I'm happy you did. No, I said I'd shut up.
Okay. Yes, Dwayne, your hand is still up.
No, I didn't have anything else, Josefina. I was fine.
Okay. Thanks. So I'd like to take the opportunity to think about all of this, at least for a couple of days. Right now, what I'm thinking is we may want to do a board retreat first in May, to and consider some of the questions that have come up. And then in June, maybe we would be prepared to hear the bylaws as well as make some decisions about potential board members. But I really do think that we need time together to kind of reset and really establish some norms about how we're going to work together and how we're going to work with this community. So I would like us to take the time to be able to have those conversations. Having said that, I think we should all recognize now and acknowledge the urgency of our work to the community and to each other and to the students at the school and the families. And there's tremendous urgency around the JEDI work, and there's also tremendous urgency around the fiscal needs of the school. And so both of those, all of that needs to happen simultaneously. That's what I expect and intend to try to help push forward. To that end, I will be trying to meet with the different stakeholder groups before our next meeting. I'd like to actually come and join the faculty meeting and talk to the faculty. I'd like to come talk to the APT. I'd like to come talk to the students of color and the parents of color group and the parents of disabled students. As well, before we meet again, I really want to, I mean, I think one of my major charges is to try to help bring this community together around a common agenda that we can all work towards without making yet another plan, but coming together around actionable strategies that we can begin to implement immediately. I made the analogy about waiting at the train station. It's time for the train to arrive, and I think we can make it happen together. So I really want to thank everybody for their heart and their ability to sit through this meeting, and also to acknowledge that it was time to make a change. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Diane? Lane, second motion. can we do all in favor? Oh, I think we have to do a roll call because roll this call. Is a
a video meeting. So I apologize, I'm not gonna say this in alphabetical order. I don't have the roster in front of me, so I'm gonna ask Dwayne first, what is your vote?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Diane?
Yes.
Thank you. Steve?
Yes.
Wei-Ling?
Madam Chair, I vote yes.
Thank you. Adrian?
Yes.
Thank you. Melissa?
Yes.
Thank you. Jason?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Elise?
She's gone.
Okay. Mike, did I say your name? No, right?
No, but yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Jonathan?
Can I abstain?
No.
Abstain to end the meeting?
Take a stand, Dharmapala.
You need to stay in the meeting, Jonathan.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I'm changing my vote.
With that, the meeting is adjourned. Everybody have a great weekend and please take some deep breaths.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, everybody.